Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on WaveX 2025, reinvigorating media and entertainment startups. The participants are Ashutosh Mohle, Joint Director, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, and Sandeep Jhingran, Chief Growth Officer, Internet and Mobile Association of India. Moderator is Gaurav Dhawan Lal.
Hello and welcome to our program. Our topic for today is discussion on WaveX 2025, reinvigorating media and entertainment startups. Well, that's a lot of big words, but we also have two very big experts with us in the studio. Please join me in welcoming Ashutosh Mohle, who's the Joint Director at the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Ashutosh, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gaurav.
And we're also joined by Sandeep Jhingran, who's the Chief Growth Officer of IAMAI, Internet and Mobile Association of India. Sandeep, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot for inviting me here.
So, you know, we'll begin with you, Ashutosh. When we talk of WAVES and we talk of WaveX, both are acronyms and both stand for something. And it's a new initiative. WAVES is the larger program. WaveX is a part of that program. So do help us decipher this for our listeners first.
So WAVES 2025 is World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit 2025. It's a dream project of our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi. He wanted to have a grand event in India, which would serve as a great platform for all the innovators, all the creators and all the influencers in India. This summit is targeted for all the creators, our music artists, our animators, our VFX creators, our innovators who are opening up new arenas in entertainment by exploring the opportunities in XR, VR, generative AI, and other such new technologies. So in WaveX, which is WAVES Startup Accelerator, is a component of WAVES, which is primarily targeted for the startups working in the media and entertainment sector. This WaveX will provide a funding to the startups through very high quality VCs, venture capitalists, and also through celebrity angel investors. We will give a platform to all the new startups in India, which are doing great things, which are having potentially great ideas and new innovative solutions for media and entertainment sector. We will give them a platform through this WaveX. And the WaveX program will be held as a component of the WAVES Summit. WAVES Summit will be from 1st to 4th May 2025 in Jio Convention Center, Mumbai. And WaveX will be held on 2nd and 3rd of May 2025 as a part of the WAVES Summit. So the startups will get a stage to pitch their ideas right in front of the top VC investors, which we are inviting in the summit.
Right.
And these VC investors will ask questions, will ask if they have any doubts, they will clear it from the startups. And if they find the idea viable, they will give the investment as well as the mentorship to these startups.
So Sandeep, in terms of how we see the IAMAI, why is this an exciting opportunity for you guys?
We've been working to develop the digital ecosystem. So when internet was not even so popular, we were there to actually look into it and see if we can have a greater adoption for internet related things. And now we are here where there are some 800 million internet connections in India, and the creator economy. Today we all actually spend a lot of time on our mobile phones viewing the reels and viewing whatever content these creators are creating. I think this is very, very exciting moment for us, where our Prime Minister has actually given us a direction that we need to create this kind of an economy here. And I think happy to be part of this, happy to work on this with Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and put some meaningful startups forward. They'll be assessed by leading VCs, by celebrity angels across 3 days. And hopefully we are able to make some difference and leave our mark there for the entire ecosystem. These are exciting opportunities for us, exciting days ahead for us.
And I think what I'm hearing you also say is that there's so much of content in the market already available. And you did use the word meaningful. So how do we get legitimate organizations to have meaningful content? And there's a lot of content which is available where people are not finding platforms or bridging agencies where they can meet the right kind of people so that their content can be showcased. And we're such a diverse country, so creative. wanting to understand again from you now, Ashutosh, what were the gaps that were felt by the government in the existing systems which you want to bridge through this initiative?
If you see the startup accelerators that are working right now, most of the startup accelerators focus on a completed project or an idea that has some prototype to be seen. But in media and entertainment sector, we cannot have a ready-made product. Because if you talk about VFX, when a film is produced, the VFX comes later after the film is shot at different locations. So if you want to invest in a VFX company, then you do not have a ready-made product. You have to analyze the potential only. So Wavex Startup Accelerator is focused to see that potential in the startups. We are not focusing on some end product or some end service. We are focusing how much potential a company is having, what good products, what viable solutions that it can generate. So Wave Accelerator is focusing on that. In our program, we are focusing on the idea. If you have a viable idea, we will give you funds. And we will also request our investors to give you a complete mentorship. And we have also plans to set up incubators also for these type of startups, where we will completely handhold these type of startups.
Right. When we see gaps, from your lens, it's been an uncontrolled growth, uncontrolled mushrooming. I think everybody has an agency. Everybody has a way of reaching people. The problem is because it's been so uncontrolled that bringing in checks and balances in this industry has always been an issue, particularly in the media. For you, what are some gaps that you feel this initiative, the government could actually step in to support and help bridge?
This is a sunrise sector. This is a sector which hasn't been attracting such a lot of investments from organized VCs per se. This is possibly one of a very, very large attempt that we are making, that we are supporting the government initiative to bring in all the top VCs of the world here on the same platform to assess these kinds of startups. Another thing very, very important is that what I've seen, probably as the industry volume is growing, it matures up. As we grow over next 2-3 years, when this event itself, which is a marquee event now, and it's going to become even bigger, as it grows bigger in next couple of years, we'll see more matured startups coming up. VCs will show more interest. Greater amount of investments will start coming into this sector from the VC perspective. I think these are positives and they will lead on to growth of the overall ecosystem. And you will start seeing a lot of content which currently may be limited to very, very few pieces, a few kinds of topics. I think that will start becoming diverse and more meaningful. So I think all this is leading to growth of the ecosystem that will surely benefit the young generations which are about to come here.
As you said, it's a sunrise industry. It's a sunrise area where the offshoot. So every time you produce something and 10 more options come in, the growth is actually geometric in terms of the possibilities. When we talk of growth, Ashutosh, do you think that the possibility of India becoming a hub center, even for pre and post production work, for international, for outside people, globally, do you think we have great potential there?
Yes, definitely. If you take a look at the recent FICCI and EY report for the media and entertainment sector in India, you will see that there are some of the amenity sectors like gaming, comics, animation, VRXR that could have a CAGR of around 28-30%. So these sectors can drive a complete sector of the economy. They can foster a new innovation in the creators economy. And if you see some of the sectors which will get a proper attention in the waves like comics, we have newspaper industry, we have VRXR, we have generative AI, is quite a new phenomenon, but we are counting on it. So these type of things can give a potential boost to the media and entertainment sector. And that's what Waves is all about.
Right. So in terms of the number of people or people who can participate, because, you know, it's not easy to get a platform and there is a certain vetting already happening. You're going to get quality VCs. The top investors are going to come in. It's backed by the government. So there is complete legitimacy. Do you have any checks and balances for the people who are coming in to present their product?
Sugara, the way this works is, you know, we have a platform, Wavex Bazaar is the website. Startups actually log on to that website, they fill in their details, they provide their investment pitches, they provide all the details. That's a long list of inputs that come from them. And we have a couple of stages where we actually filter these startups. So over 1,000 startups have already applied. And we've been filtering them through various stages. There are different teams which are doing this filtering. And these questions, the way we filter is, first is, of course, the basic sanity checks of all the information is available or not. And then, of course, we go through each startup, whatever they have done so far, what are they pitching for, what is the product that they are trying to create or have already created, what is the kind of funding that they already have. I think these are some of the basic questions that we try to answer. We are currently in process of actually formulating a group from top VCs, where all the shortlisted startups will be put forward to them. We still have about 20 days to go. So this group of VCs will actually shortlist the startups who will be finally available on the stage for pitching. We also will give them some kind of a mentoring in terms of how to pitch and those kind of soft skills that they may need. So essentially what we will see is about 40 very, very high potential startups who are there from across India will be pitching in front of VCs over 2 days on May 2nd and May 3rd. And ultimately, when the VC shortlists or expresses their interest that they're keen to invest, they have a very long process of due diligence before any investment is made. So I think there are multiple levels of filtering, and one startup has to go through all this before eventually he gets funding, and that will ensure and possibly answer your question that how do I ensure the legitimacy of the product, whether it's new, innovative, and legitimate.
I think what is really exciting, and after this conversation with the two of you, to understand that there are so many vocations and professions and means and methodologies that are coming and virtually erupting every time, that for any of us to be exposed to what all is happening in the field, what are the possibilities. I think visibility and advocacy of what's happening here, a little more media presence, and I know this interview is one such effort, but to say, you know, guys, this is what is happening. Because the more such things are showcased, the more interest, love, and I think faith and belief in the system is generated. So Ashutosh, I'm sure you must be getting exposed to a lot of creative stuff and new stuff and things which actually we see of as science fiction, but some bits of science fiction coming true also.
Yes, I will tell you an example. We all have heard of Chandrayaan and its landing. We have heard about Einstein theories and the curvature of space-time, but have you felt it? So one of the startups which is there in our XRVR competition, it is actually showcasing how you feel when the Chandrayaan lands on it, or you can actually sense how a planet's gravity gives that curvature to the space-time. So if you see these type of outputs coming from the startups,
it's like experiential.
Yeah, it's experiential. So you can guess the whole domain of startups that we are having. So it's really exciting to be a part of this.
Right. So can people who are not startups or just people who are inquisitive, curious and wanting to know, can they join in and view these things?
Yes, we are having the exhibitions also at Wave Summit. So people can register on the Wave's website and come and see these products live there. We right. have a lot of startups exhibiting their projects there. You will be surprised to see the quality of output from them.
Sandeep, any parting words before we say thank you?
I really want to appeal to startups across India who are in media and entertainment, social media side, and they're doing some great work, good work. If they have some thoughts, do apply for this, and we'll ensure that your thoughts and ideas are put forward and they are in front of VCs. They can blossom, and possibly when we see you next year in the same program, you'll be like a success story. So we look forward to actually working with this ecosystem.
Wow. Very, very optimistic note. Wonderful words. Thank you so much for joining us on this program, Ashutosh Mohle and Sandeep Chingran. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You are listening to a discussion on WaveX 2025, Reinvigorating Media and Entertainment Startups. The participants were Ashutosh Mohle, Joint Director, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, and Sandeep Chingran, Chief Growth Officer, Internet and Mobile Association of India. The moderator was Gaurav Dhawan Lal. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.